Welcome back, Roll Route, Trent Luce. J.C. Cole alongside. Kudos to Luke Tibor. During the break, he did something I should have done, J.C. He looked up. This is called the Truman Balcony. I didn't know that. We're talking about the White House where Donald Trump gave that speech to farmers on Friday. And since Truman organized that balcony, Trump is the only one who's given a speech to an audience from that balcony. And it's the fourth time he's done it. I think that kind of confirms my suspicions that it's very symbolic of something.
No doubt. Hey, Trent, before we get into what happened this week in history of significance, I wanted to make a shout out. I've been for the last 10 years focusing on a project. We do not have food security in America. If our shipping system breaks, most people don't have food. The only way to solve it is to create a few million small farms. Now, we all know a small farm takes about 5 years and a lot of understanding. Unless you create a prototype similar to a franchise that you can put it up, it has a limited menu, but you can put it up really quick. In other words, I could probably put up a farm, if I get the prototype finished, I can put up a farm probably in 3 to 6 months. All right. And so the concept is how to create food security here. I'm searching for a wealthy investor, preferably in real estate, that can fund a $3 million project. And it is rather important because food security is a national security issue, right? And if we don't get a whole bunch of small farms up and running, all we have to do is wait for the grid to go down, and most people don't have food. You have to have a certain amount of food within like 30 miles of population centers, and we don't have that. So if somebody knows, get in touch with either you or me. You know, you can find my my website, American Heritage, which is our heritage, American Heritage Farms, on how to do it. Anyway, so let's
it's get like to- everything else, JC. People may say that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll think about that until the back's against the wall, and then you don't realize you don't just go do this. You have to build it.
Right. And healthy food. Not many people know that McDonald's, once you get all the approvals, McDonald's only takes about 45 days to build. They have perfected the ability to create the same product. You know, basically, they're not a restaurant. They're manufacturing of finished food anywhere in the world. Now, I'm not saying their food is healthy. That depends on the raw materials they're using. But we can do that with farming. We can create a very healthy farm with and standardize it like a franchise, so that you don't need a farmer. You need somebody to follow the directions. Anyway, that's my.
We always need a farmer.
Well, you always need a farmer. You're always going to need a farmer. But Trent, how will we duplicate you unless you're going to go into a cloning thing? When the clone doesn't get all your experience.
Now you we're know, back so, to Hitler cloning people.
Absolutely. let's move on. Okay. So March 23rd, 1973, the U.S. troops start to leave Vietnam. And that was 9 years after the Tonkin Bay resolution. Okay. Well, McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense, has admitted that was a lie. The Tonkin Bay incident never happened. So the war in Vietnam was based on a lie, right? And even worse was Nixon apparently made an agreement with the Vietnamese to release our POWs, and that we would give them a few billion dollars. Well, unfortunately, the Vietnamese didn't trust us, which was probably a good concept considering we pounded their country. And they only released half of them, waiting for the payment. And then Watergate happens, and Nixon couldn't go to Congress for the money. So we stiffed the Vietnamese, and we only got back half of our POWs. This is pretty well documented. And then John McCain came in and blocked it. Blocked us going, and we may still have POWs. I'll be 70, and I was the last one to register, last month to register for the war on draft. So if somebody's 80 and was able to survive, they could still be there. And by the way, the same with the Soviet Union. Yeltsin has come out and said that there were POWs on Soviet territory. And again, John McCain blocked it. Anyway.
That's just infuriating. Infuriating that we allow men who just signed up for their country and we just turn our back on them and say, oh, well, that's how it is.
Correct. Correct. So, oh, March the 30th, 1867, United States buys Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. No, I'm sorry. What was it? No. $7.2 million.
Oh, yeah. Seward's Folly.
Right. 2 cents an acre. Hey, listen, I'll pay them 4 cents.
They nearly executed the guy because they thought it was the stupidest thing that ever happened.
Unbelievable. And by the way, some of the Russians, little Russian propaganda, are saying we never paid. They have a copy of the canceled check. Anyway, now here's another one. March 30th, 1981. Ronald Reagan was shot by John Hinckley Jr., okay, in an attempted assassination. Well, who would have gained most from Reagan dying?
George Bush.
George Bush Sr., right? And who was John Hinckley Sr.? A business partner of George Bush Sr. How come we didn't know that? And who was the head of the CIA? George Bush Sr. So it looks like John Hinckley was just the patsy. Right? And
did you ever follow that Hinckley family name? It goes back to the founding fathers as well as Bush's.
Yeah, a lot of strange things. And this is the apocalypse means the unveiling. We're getting truth unveiled.
And we believe that Reagan knew this trepidation, but was given no choice but to take George Bush as vice president.
In his nomination for the Republican candidate, he was basically told, I understand that, you know, the rumors are that he had to accept George Bush Jr. Senior as his running mate, or he didn't get the nomination. Basically, political horse trading.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how about this one? This one's very interesting. April 1st, so today, 1748, the ruins of Pompeii were rediscovered. And not many people know, but Pompeii was buried in 79 AD when Vesuvius went off. Now, there's some interesting things about that. And it was basically encased in, volcanic debris that they've been uncovering and found at this very wealthy town at that time. But here's the thing. Some people are very clairvoyant. So there had to be some clairvoyant people that knew that it was a danger situation and to leave. We don't have any documentation of that, but we can see stuff like this. And what's happening right now? Vesuvius is starting to rumble. Etna is starting to rumble. Pelée is starting to rumble. Mount St. Helens is starting to rumble. People got to wake up. We're going into some form of tectonic change.
Is Pompeii where the term a cover-up actually came from?
I don't know. It could be. You know, it could have been all the way back to, you know, ancient Rome, A2 Brute, right? So
2 minutes,
so how much?
Two.
Okay, April 1st, 1826, Sam Moray is issued the first patent for the first internal combustion engine, which we were just talking about, right? That, and imagine how that engine and the diesel changed our entire life. You know, we've talked about it numerous times. 1 gallon of diesel in a tractor in the field replaces 500 man hours. Well, if you had these working things, you know, one or two guys can run an entire farm. Right. So, and then the last one, April 1st, 1863, the U.S. Congress passes the first wartime conscription law, calling for the registration of all men 20 to 45 years old. Now, Joy.
I still think it's significant. I'm just always looking now for these symbols. You know, when did we decide to call this the Department of War instead of the Department of Defense? Just before we do our nonsense in Iran, bringing about World War III, it looks to me like.
By the way, I agree. We had talked about it. It looks like somebody's trying to play out the Book of Revelations.
Yeah. No doubt about it. We have shared the information. The rest is up to you to decide how you are going to plan and prepare for your family and your community. And Small Farms will always be a part of the end. We've successfully journeyed down the path, connecting food producers to food consumers. For J.C. Cole and Pinterest, both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll route.
You're clear.
I want to remind you that if you want to help Hank win, that's the account that he has set up. And I'm not going to give you the address here, but there's a bank in Ely, Nevada that if you make a check and send it to me, I'll get it to Hank. Help Hank Win is what you make the check out to. Don't make it to me. But Hank has continually been a target, and I'm going to help him at whatever level I can. You'd like to help him with $5 or $50, I don't care. Help Hank Win. If in case you missed it, he's been indicted for 2 counts of arson. One of those counts is half an acre. If convicted, which anything can happen, but he didn't set these fires, 10 years in prison if convicted. Just let that sink in. Help Hank Win.